Welcome to the Abundance Worksheet. On your sheet, you will find different things to do. And the first one is to find clarity and how much money you would like to have more in your life. The second one is your alignment, very important to the source of your wealth, which is within you. The third one is the alchemy of how you transform energy that is negative right now into positive energy, energy that is abundance for you. Then the fourth point is your action power, where you have to take steps and what steps to take. The fifth is how to raise your frequency. And the sixth is how you are celebrating others. And then the seventh is how to move outside of limitations. So these are steps that will help you to get quite confident in manifesting and how to go about changing your life. So let's start with the number one, clarity, finding your numbers. Have a book, a journal of some sort where you can write and use during this manifestation project. So how much money do you want to have right now? What would you like to experience? There is no future, and there's only this desire that you have right now that wants a certain amount of money. And also, what are the items that you like to have? Or if it's a situation like travel that you want to experience, what is it? Make a list of those. Pause the recording right now so that you can have time to think about it properly. And then pick one item you want to manifest. It's better at first to pick the item that you want to manifest than the money that can buy the item. So just think about it, just in your heart, what is it that you're most passionate about it? It'll be just jump right out at you, and that's what you're going to write down. That's the one you maybe circle or just kind of underline. That's the one you want. Now, the second point is your alignment to the source of wealth. And for that to happen, you have to align yourself to your inner core. So use the core alignment MP3 if you haven't done that already, and with the sun and moon meditation. And stay in that place for about 20 minutes after the meditation, the MP3 has finished. When you are in that silent place, you're going to visualize your goal. Very simple, very clear, and you're going to use all your senses. You're going to hear the sounds, touch it, or what it feels, and see color in it, hear. Is there a smell connected with that? And you're going to see your future goal, the future manifestation that you are expecting through your internal eyes. You are looking at it directly, like you are in a movie. And do that for a few minutes after you are properly aligned in your core and after the sun and moon meditation. The next point is the alchemy of transforming your negative energy into money energy, into abundance energy. After you did the meditation and you really visualized your goal, your item, your situation, make a list of all the thoughts that arise within the following 24 hours. You're going to write that all down on a piece of paper in your little book, in your little journal, and once you got it all down, you're going to write all the opposite on right next to it. So you're going to line up all the negative thoughts, and then you're going to write the opposites right next to it, opposite to your thoughts. And then you're going to sit very quietly again. You're going to go back into your core if you're not already, and you're going to have your feet flat on the ground, not touching, and your hands also not touching, and you're just going to offer up, palms up, and just offer all of it up, all your negative thoughts and the positive thoughts that are locked in your subconscious. And you're going to do this over and over again until you find that there's no more voices showing up. So you're going to do this quite often until you feel you're actually really walking around in your new future. It's somehow very real for you on the inside. Now the fourth step is your action power. You've already written down what you want, but go a little further. You know, write it down on little stickies and put it on your mirror in the bathroom, and especially I suggest on your fridge. When you put things on the fridge, that's where your food is, and that's where your subconscious knows that this is your abundance. Food is abundance. Food is material that makes the body that manifests. It's part of your subconscious, unconscious manifesting skills that you make a body from your food. So just put your pictures or drawings or whatever that is, words on, you know, on your little fridge and with magnets, and take any other smaller big steps towards your goal. Maybe it's making room in your garage for an item if it's a bike, or anything else that you can do that doesn't really cost anything. Just prepare yourself. It could be a symbolic act of some sort. Maybe buying a summer dress because you're planning to go to Bali, for example. Then the next thing is to raise your frequency, and that's something that you already are doing constantly throughout this process, and that is an overall gratitude practice. You can start that right from the beginning to be grateful for everything you already have. If you want a bigger house, be grateful for the house you already have and everything that just works. You have a roof, it's clean, it's warm, you have rooms. Whatever is, really maximize beauty and the potential that you already are given, that you've already manifested. Be grateful. And expand that gratitude to everything else that is around you, that has to do with the nature around you, the good air, the sunshine, moments during the day, meeting people that smiled at you, that your grocery store was open and it wasn't a power outage or anything like that. Just things that are just beautiful and they seem very normal, but being grateful for that. Then allow yourself to keep raising your vibration through maybe dancing, breathing, jumping, laughing. Watching comedy can make you laugh. Be around people that raise your vibration. Go into nature. And re-choose and visualize your goal really fast and quickly now when you are in one of those high moments, high energy moments, and just kind of tap right into that again. Bring it up, feel it. And you can repeat that many, many times. And then you just forget about it. It's just a split second. Then number six is celebrating others. This is the well-wishing of others that have way more than you. And try to be happy for them. This is going to be difficult. I would like you to find the people that it's very difficult for you to wish them well because you think they already have too much. Where your judgment comes in and your heart is closed. Wherever there's your judgment, there's your heart closed. And that could be because you think that the neighbor shouldn't have three cars. They should only have one car. Why should they have three? Because your car is really old and they have three really, really expensive cars. See if you can be grateful. Can you wish them well, be happy for them. Be happy for the people that maybe have the children that you can't have. Be happy for people that have way bigger houses than you. And be happy for the people that can pay their heating bill if you cannot. Allow yourself to be happy for the others because the others are part of you, and open your heart and partake in that joy and in that experience. This is where your abundance can grow dramatically. And the last point is moving outside your present limitations. So that has to do with generosity and sharing. And it doesn't necessarily mean you have to give money to others, although it does definitely include that as well. By next time, the coffee, when you go out with your friend, or their dinner, and or is there something that you can just bring, you know, a book you don't really read anymore, but you know that person would really love that book, give it to them. It could be your time that you will share and donate, or you lending them your ear when you really don't feel like it because you really maybe don't care. So going a little bit outside your comfort zone and doing something more, maybe bake something, and when you do, give some cookies to your neighbor for no reason. People really respond really well to that, and you will see how your life will change and how you change, which is quite amazing. So these are the 7 points. Please repeat them over and over again. The number one, you will stick to your item. You don't have to repeat that one because you are going to just focus on manifesting that one. But the rest, please repeat over and over again, and you will notice how your life will change. Good luck and great prosperity, and thank you very much.